This is episode number 200, so I officially turned 200 today.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, sister. The Reconquest turns 200 today. And I've been told I don't look a day over 199. so we are touching upon a Marian theme. It was sister's idea when I asked her if she wanted to record a show and what she wanted to record a show on, and this was her suggestion. She had found a very good article, which will be linked from the show details page for this show, episode 200, and I guess perhaps the first thing we should do is introduce that liturgical text, sister. Oh, by the way, thank you for joining me, sister.
Thank you for having me.
I thought the audience knew you were there because you laughed when I said something.
Yes. I came across this particular article that sparked the subject as I was preparing for my conference talk. We had our conference the past weekend and Columbus Day weekend, and I could only mention it in passing in my talk, but when I've mentioned the subject to a couple of different people, and one priest was very enthralled by the idea, and he immediately started applying the thesis that I presented to him and was really fascinated by it. And that's what gave me the idea that it would be worth expanding in this talk. Mm-hmm. So what are we expanding?
So the article that you found is called Mary Destroyer of All Heresies, and it's on the Catholic Thing website, thecatholicthing.org. And it's by Father Paul D. Scalia, who our listeners should know is the son of the lately lamented Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. So this Father Paul Scalia, who is a kind of a conservative-ish priest, I think of the Arlington, Virginia diocese,
correct,
wrote a very good article that will be linked, as I said, from the show details page. But he's talking about Our Lady's Destroyer of All Heresies, and which is a title that was given to Our Lady. I mean, I don't know that it's an official title, but it was certainly a reference that was used by Pope St. Pius X in his encyclical, his anti-modernist encyclical, Pascendi Dominici Gregis of 1911. And he got it from a liturgical tract. So this is a part of the Mass of the Blessed Virgin Mary, known as the Salve Sancta Parens Mass, that parts of that Mass go back to Sedulius, to the late 4th century.
Fifth century.
And but this text apparently that serves as the tract goes back. We couldn't trace it back any before the 9th century. But
at least that's where it's documented for sure. But the tract, just for our listeners, is one of the prayers between the epistle and the gospel.
It
follows the gradual.
So if it's Easter season, you don't have a tract, but if it's a penitential season, you have a tract. So it's after the sequence, and it stands in the place of what we would call an Alleluia verse in other masses. So this is how it goes. In Latin, it's Gaudi Maria Virgo cunctas hereses sole interamisti, quae Gabrielis Arcangeli dictis credidisti dum Virgo Deum et hominum genuisti, et postpartum Virgo inviolata permansisti, Dei genetrix intercede pro nobis. Now you notice all the rhymey stuff, right? So it's got all the past perfects in it. The second person singular past perfects, right? Interamisti. So rejoice, O Virgin Mary, for alone thou hast put an end to all heresies. Thou that didst believe the words of the Archangel Gabriel, still a virgin, thou didst bring forth God and man, and after childbirth thou didst still remain an inviolate virgin. O Mother of God, intercede for us. Now that Sancta Dei Genetrix Intercede Pro Nobis, or in this case Dei Genetrix Intercede Pro Nobis, is a common ending on certain Marian liturgical prayers. So the part that we're focusing in on for this show is Rejoice, O Virgin Mary, for thou alone hast put an end to all heresies. So this is where Pope St. Pius X in Pascendi, where he's dealing with a particularly aggressive heresy that was affecting the church in the early 20th century.